This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Sid Dowd, a Kalispell City Council member and chair of the Montana Libertarian Party, is running for U.S. Senate in 2024, the office currently held by Democrat John Tester, who is running for re-election. Dowd will enter a scrum including Tester and several Republican candidates already primarying one another. Third-party candidates must qualify to appear on the ballot. The Libertarian Party qualifies for automatic ballot access in Montana in 2024, so Dowd will not have to gather signatures to be on the ballot. Tester has won three very close races to the U.S. Senate, and both the Republican and Democratic parties have criticized third-party candidates from reducing the chances of a mainstream political party candidate from winning the race. Dowd pushed back on the suggestion that a Libertarian would only spoil the chances of retiring Tester by cannibalizing the Republican vote. Dowd said, "I think the other two big parties in Montana are going to be surprised about how well put together and how professional this campaign is going to be. We've been reduced to the role of spoilers, and some people call us Republican light. We're a different and unique political party. We have our own platform." Dowd said the Libertarian Party is the only anti-war party out there. Each U.S. household can now order four more free COVID tests, which will be sent out by the federal government starting the week of November 27th. The Department of Health and Human Services will send the new round of test shipments Monday as the holiday season begins, a time when public health experts typically expect cases of COVID, flu, colds, and respiratory syncytial virus to surge. As with the previous five rounds of government-issued COVID tests, orders can be placed online at COVID.gov. People who didn't take advantage of the last offer in September can still order the four rapid antigen tests made available then for a total of eight free tests. The only information required is a name and a home address. No health insurance information is needed. The order page alerts people that although tests may arrive with expiration dates that have passed, the Food and Drug Administration has extended the dates for most approved tests. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, there has been a marked uptick in COVID cases. COVID hospitalizations and deaths both rose by about 9% during the week ending November 11th. The test positivity rate showed just over 8% of PCR tests coming back positive. Overall, COVID hospitalizations and deaths remain lower for this time of year compared to previous years. Doctors say there is a benefit to testing in order to get antiviral therapy if someone is high risk. Testing is also beneficial to protect loved ones. A COVID test can also help distinguish an infection from other respiratory viruses, a diagnosis that has become more difficult as COVID's more distinctive symptoms, like loss of taste and smell, have become less ubiquitous. If someone tests positive for COVID, CDC guidelines suggest isolating from others for 5 days, whether or not the COVID-positive person develops symptoms of illness. Isolation can end after day 5 if the person tests negative and if symptoms are improving and a person is fever-free for 24 hours without the use of medication. If the COVID infection brought shortness of breath or a trip to the hospital, the CDC recommends a 10-day isolation. People can still carry and transmit the virus when they feel better, so the rule is to test negative for 2 days in a row before ending isolation. For people with unpaid parking tickets in Helena, Montana's capital, the City of Helena Parking Division has launched a new fine forgiveness program that allows people to pay off parking tickets while also giving back to the community. From now until December 14th, ticket payers can drop off a food basket of non-perishable dinner sides at the City of Helena parking office to knock off $10 or $25 on parking fines. All food collected will be donated to Helena Food Share to help with holiday meals. Food baskets are asked to include canned vegetables, fruit, olives, yams, cranberries, boxes of stuffing, and packets of gravy. The City of Helena website has examples of $10 and $25 baskets. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.